tuned in to the K-State Radio Network and Agriculture Today. A couple of weeks back, you'll recall we were sharing information in advance of a special webinar hosted by K-State Research and Extension on K-State's latest estimations of land values in Kansas and how those have changed over the past year or so. Well, that webinar has taken place, and now we can disclose the actual numbers as they were finalized heading up to that session. Michael Taylor has rejoined us, farm manager economist with K-State Research and Extension. And first of all, before we dive into the actual numbers, Michael, you had a successful gathering sharing these here a little over a week ago, right?
Yes, we did. We ended up with about 430 people tuned in, either individually or getting together with groups in their county extension offices and listening in. So I think that's probably a record for for attending. I know it's a record for my webinars.
Indicative of the importance of the topic, though.
Yes. I think that's the thing is that, you know, we sort of joke that people only want to listen to economists when the economy's bad. So we're starting to get that kind of demand for this information. But happy to provide it because I think that knowing where the land market is and being able to compare it to other information sources that we have and explaining some of those differences, it just gives people a little more information that they can use to make some important decisions that they're going to make over the next couple of years. We had several people, you know, ask some questions about buying and selling farmland right now and whether or not they should be doing that. And, you know, we'll come back to visiting more about that. But I just know that there are some important decisions being made, and if we can help people with those decisions, then we're doing our job.
To remind about the orientation of the 2016 Kansas county level farm and ranch land value numbers that you've put together, this is on what basis?
This is based off of actual farmland sales that are recorded at the county courthouses and then gathered up in Topeka at the Property Valuation Department. So they share that data with us in the department, and it gives us the opportunity to go back and look at actual sales and estimate what those county averages are for average quality land. So there's always some variability depending on the particular parcel that sells, but it gives us a good ballpark number for saying for average quality ground in this county, this is about what it went for in 2016. Mm-hmm. And so it's different than a survey where you might ask people where they think land values are going. And although these land value estimates and the ones from the surveys do tend to move together, they are at different levels. So we want to be able to show that difference between the two of them.
And you've trends for irrigated, non-irrigated cropland, as well as pasture land, and we will share those. But again, Michael, when we had you in previously to preview the webinar, at that point the numbers were not fully finalized on the changes in farm and ranch land values in Kansas. They are now, obviously. That's why we brought you back in to pass those along. But they're very much in keeping, unfortunately, with what you shared with us in our earlier session, and that is the trend is distinctly lower.
Right. So for non-irrigated cropland, the statewide average number that was estimated was just shy of $2,400 an acre. And that's down about $500 an acre or 17% from 2015. For the irrigated cropland, the state average came in at $4,896, and that's down almost $650 an acre or 11% down from 2015. And then for pasture land, we were at $1,726. And that's only down about $150 an acre. So that's actually held strongest, and it's down about 7.8% from the 2015 value.
And we can now take a look at this and conjecture as to why these trends are happening. But this has to be tied in general to the overall drop-off in commodity prices, does it not?
Right. The overall drop-off in commodity prices and a lack of corresponding drop-off in cost of production has forced profitability to zero or negative for the representative producer. And when you start having zero to negative profitability, then you have to see it show up at some point in those asset values. Mm-hmm. Now, we've had negative profitability on the corn, wheat, beans, and sorghum enterprises, according to KFMA data, for both 2014 and 2015, so for a couple of years now, and now it's starting to show up in the land values. So there is a lag. We've had a tightening of profitability for 2 years, and now we're finally starting to see a response in the land market. But it does have to show up eventually.
And in your report, you note that this is the first year of substantial decreases in Kansas agricultural land values for a long, long while.
Yes. Yeah, so typically, we see growth rates in land values between 3% and 4% just over the long haul. You know, land tends to appreciate. It doesn't grow by a lot, but it does tend to appreciate year in and year out. The last time we had a major drop off in land values was in the 80s when we had the farm crisis and that big correction coming out of inflated land values out of the late 70s. So there's some parallels to what we're experiencing now with that last downturn in land values that happened in the 80s.
One of the unique facets of this report, of course, is that it identifies those land value trends at the county, if you will, for each of our 105 counties in Kansas. As you look around the state, do you see interesting variations or trends that jump right out at you?
Well, we're not able to break down the percentage changes as much, you know, across counties. But what you do see, and this shows up every year, is that you have really strong land values in Northeast Kansas, which corresponds with their productivity. I mean, they have good soils, they have good rainfall, and they can get the yields to support that kind of land values that we see up there. You get into the western side of the state, you've got less rainfall. You know, maybe they're only cropping 2 out of every 3 years. So you've got much lower land values there. I think most producers realize that that variability exists. It's really important for our landowners to understand that that variability exists and that the ground that they have, where does that fit in the overall spectrum of productivity that you would have in the state? Because a lot of numbers that come out, like from USDA, are just a state level number. And the value of your land may be well above or well below that state level number, just simply because of where in the state it's located.
Now, to remind, the numbers that folks will see in this report, they are generalizations for that county, and you've stressed this before, we'll bring it up again. This is not the defined value of land for a given parcel out there, right?
Right. So this is for a representative piece of ground that has a representative productivity, representative size, so on and so forth. So it just gives you an idea of, or a ballpark of, where we're at a county level based on actual land sales. Now, I'm going to say this because it did come up in the webinar. It was a question that was asked. Do these pieces of information go into the property tax formula? No. Okay. We have a use value formula, which means that we're not basing your property taxes off of market land values. It's being based off of a calculation that figures out what the landlord's share of the crop would be. And so property taxes right now are going up because it's reflecting several good years that we had between 08 and 2013. And that's going into the long run average that they use. But these market values are not. So don't expect that because market land values are starting to fall off, that your property taxes are going to do so as well. That's two separate things.
You're hoping then that as producers, as lenders, perhaps others interested, look at the numbers, utilize them, but make use of them as a tone setter, if you will, for decision making.
Right. I'm sure that this is concerning to lenders because, you know, we're using land as collateral. But to the extent that they use that as well as a cash flow basis for lending, I don't think we're looking at an imminent cutback in available financing as a result of these land values softening. But I know that lenders are paying attention, and I know that some tough decisions are going to be made over the course of the next year as everybody tries to figure out, what can I borrow, and do we base it off of expected profitability, or are we basing it off of the value of the collateral?
And history, Michael, has instructed us very clearly that farm and ranch land values do not turn on a dime. So
right,
as we look forward, is this trend in place for a time?
Yes, I think we're going to see a continued downturn in land values for probably the next couple of years. Economists make weather folks look good when it comes to our predictions. But I'm pretty confident in that. And the reason is just because we don't see a huge recovery that's imminent in the crop prices. And we would have to see a very strong recovery in order for profitability to go back up and for us to make up for some of that lost ground and for the land values to recover. So I see the land values continuing to go down as a correction that reflects the profitability in the cropping sector. And because it takes a while for these corrections to happen, that's where I'm seeing a 2 to 3 year horizon for land values to continue to soften.
This report's handy on agmanager.info right now, right?
It is, and right next to it is the recording for the webinar. So if you want to listen to me some more to talk about the report and to give you some additional slides and information, I would encourage you to take about a half hour, 40 minutes, listen to the webinar. And if it doesn't answer your questions, then of course you're always welcome to contact me.
Go to agmanager.info out of the Agricultural Economics Department at K-State, and what you're looking for there, the link to the 2016 Kansas County Level Land Values for Cropland and Pasture. Michael, great work on this as always. Thanks for the quick summary right here.
You're very welcome.
She's Michael Taylor, Farm Management Economist, K-State Research and Extension. Agriculture Today returns in a few moments on the K-State Radio Network.